Okay, so this next section, ooh la la. Today I learned this about myself. I used these support tools, took these action steps, and my results were. Yeah. This is where the rubber hits the road. Were you aware of your energy throughout your day? Were you influenced by outside stimulants and you went down into that fear rabbit hole, giving your power away? Or did you use your power? Did you stand up for yourself? Or did something happen and you refused to go down that fear rabbit hole and you maintained your love vibration? Just what happened? If you went into fear, not to worry. Do not judge yourself harshly. Instead, celebrate that you're aware now. Take your power back by infusing this situation and the people involved with love sincerely from your heart and transform that situation energetically right now. It's never too late. Just remember this. It's never too late to transform fear energy within us, that fear energy within us, to a higher vibration of love. It is never too late. This section right here reveals to you where you stand in your life. What energy is dominant? Are you using your power or not? What triggers you? Where do your weaknesses lie? Is there a person who keeps popping up, influencing your emotions in a negative way? And why? When you're writing in your journal pages consistently, it's as if you're introduced to you. You learn who you really are. You begin to see and feel the light of the divinity within you. You accept yourself as you are and learn to love yourself without judgment. Judgment of your own behavior does not serve you. Awareness serves you and opens the way for course correction. Awareness serves you. And when you write in this section, it might be a little bit. It might be enough that you want to take up more space. But step back as the observer and look at your life from the day. And improve it right here. You can infuse whatever you need to with love from this section right here.